Let's start the party.
Yeah. mommy and daddy. Thank you.
Thank you, mommy. Thank you, daddy.
And I love you.
I love you.
Cause I know you love me.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I am your host, Kel Marvette. It is 2 minutes after, 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Before we go into our musical lineup, we'd like to do our spoken word spotlight, and our featured poet this morning is Prentice Powell.
I'm scared what to tell my kids, y'all. We live in a system that's designed for us to fail, and I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to tell them. When they get older, they're going to face a system that tells them there is no you. There is only who I want you to be. From your latest cell phones to the style seen in your most recent videos to my implementation of what you call swag. If you can't brag about how many women you have or the $200 denim on your butt, you are worthless. Your purse is not hot if it is a fall edition and we are in the winter. And as long as your kids have Jordans on their feet, it is okay if they have to eat top ramen for a week for dinner. Your check is in the mail. You fail at becoming grown men, so you don't bother with your younger ones. Give them to me. I'll program them to Viacom. Have them growing up with a single mom and extensive rap sheets and ADD with no off switch and download a defense that is nothing but false self-confidence shown through them being overly aggressive. Your misguided women want nothing but diamonds and Fendi, or dreams of finding a professional athlete to pay for their lives because to them being a wife is not a lifestyle, it is trendy. Trendy to have like a little black dog carried around in a bag, the deconstruction of your black woman and man are going according to plan. flip the coin, and for those who have chose not to go down that road, make sure that any statement they make that may challenge their masculinity are followed by statements of insecurity. We can't have them thinking for themselves. Program dreams to be a mirage. Close enough to see, yet too far to reach. Their aesthetics too pathetic, aka camouflage, allow them to blend in. Keyword, trend. Downtown corners full of rappers who refuse to give up even though their stuff sucks, but will allow them to say their piece. At the very least, it'll make them a quick buck. Any more success, initiate operation exploitation. Throw them a bit more cash. I am the system. Programmed to initiate commands. You Negroes, error, you people, are programmed not to ask. Empty vessels who have sold their souls a long time ago, and you call me robotic. I am the system. Systematically set to just do. You are systematically set to just do and not think, and you call me robotic. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Pardon me. I was scanning your culture's current popular music. You want a cop to pay for killing one of you, but carry a no-snitching policy in your own community, which allows you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you people to have absolutely no accountability. Irony, overload, reset. I am the system, systematically set to desensitize your senses, senseless activity surrounds your society, simultaneously making you love me while shaking in your boots. And for those who dare to overthrow me, allow me to remind thee, 'tis I who provides you with the land and seeds you use to grow your little grass roots. I am the system.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 4 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I'm going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you hear will be coming from Bill Withers. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this move love.
somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
For the hour, I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Rich Kiyonko.
I did not have any of this. I didn't True Colors or Gay Straight Alliances or Child Care, any of this. This is beautiful. God, when I was in high school, oh my God, it was hard. We did not have any of the support. I mean, even my imaginary friends were homophobic. But I grew up in the 80s. This is like back during Duran Duran, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls period. I would dress up like all of them at the same time. I made Lady Gaga look like Laura Bush. Okay. Yeah. My clothing came out of the closet before I did. By the 20th club, I get into this club, and this MC, the host of the club, is like, yeah, the next guy up is looks like the Chinese delivery guy, but like the gay version. Hiya! Yeah, same space. And I'm not sure if I'm pissed because he thinks that all Asian people look the same, or that he thinks that, you know, all Asians look gay. Or the fact that all those Chinese delivery guys are in fact Mexican. Not all, some. My takeouts are Mexican, just to be clear. But, you know, I want to work in this, son. I want to work in this interview. So instead of going up there and kicking his ass, I'm just like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're so funny. You make me use a fake chinky accent. Oh. Hey, dude, thanks. Hey, way to bring me up, you know. But I understand that, you know, all Asians look the same to you. But, you know, it's the same for me. All you white guys look the same. You know, you look like all those white guys. What's that funny white guy on TV? Ellen DeGeneres. Except you're extremely homophobic. Hey-ya! But you gotta work in the world. We are in the world, so... But, you know, Obama did say he would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Right? You heard the news? Right? So we're working on it. We're working on it. You all know the definition of don't ask, don't tell, right? You can be gay, you can be in the military, just shut up, fag. Right, that's what we're being told by that. And the opposition says gay people should not serve openly because it would undermine the security of our troops. You know, it would weaken the morale. Please. That argument is so lame. It's like saying, I was going to fight for freedom, but there are gay people here and I might drop a soap. Yeah, totally ignorant. I'm like, excuse me, people are dropping bombs, and you're worried about dropping soap? Okay, just a little update. Gay people don't use soap. We use body wash. Okay, so listen up. This is here's my test, my true test. For strength and courage to prove that you're fit to serve our nation. Take each soldier alone, drop him unarmed in my old high school. Hot pants, rainbow flag, body glitter, and make him star in the spring musical. If he graduates alive, he is fit to serve. Woo! I am fit to serve. West Side Story, reporting for duty. School was rough. I mean, these guys would throw rocks through my window, or spray paint faggot on my house, steal my sewing kit, and the seam ripper. Right. But I would call the cops, and I would report this. I would speak out, and my mom would be like, Richard, do not stoop down to their level. Rise above. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the same mom who said, we are praying to Jesus to find a cure. Thanks for the mixed message. My aunt was visiting from the Philippines like last year, and I hadn't seen my aunt since I was like, you know, that gay. You know, no show tunes, just baking. And I wanted to come out to her, so I sit her down and I'm like, Auntie, I just want you to know that, oh, I know, I already know, I'm like, you know, oh, please, I teach in the Cebu system, the school system, there are 10 teachers, they are all gay, well, 9 are gay, 1 does not yet know the truth. Because in the Philippines, there's this term called bakla, which is the word they use for gay in their culture, and it's a little different. But the cultural expectations are so different. Because there, if you're bakla, if you're gay, they expect you to act like on fire! They want you to make RuPaul look like Ron Paul. And my mom, you know, this is opposite. It's like, instead of don't ask, don't tell, it's like, don't make us ask, make sure we can tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, said to Big Shard, you will be the only Filipino in the world who is gay. Why? But so my uncle was asking her, Del, are you sure that Big Shard is bakla? She's like, oh yes, he's bakla. But he does not act bakla. Oh no, that is American bakla. See, in the Philippines, Filipino bakla, they try to act like Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, or SpongeBob. But in American bakla, they try to act like Tom Cruise, or John Travolta, or Hillary Clinton. And I remember when I came out to my dad, and the first thing he said is like, stop sewing, stop theater, and stop doing that thing you do. What thing? You know. That thing you do with your eyes. Oh, you mean... Join the football team. Dad, that's not a cure, that's foreplay. I mean, imagine me on a football field. Tweet! Legal hold. Yeah, but I am totally scoring. Okay, you guys, get as many hugs as you can today. Make new friends.
Yeah. my brother from See, sometimes I might go astray, but he'll lead me back the right way. He'll tell me everything's okay. Cause he's my brother, brother. Oh, I know sometimes you need me, and I got your back. Oh, cause I know you got mine, cause you're my brother. And I love you. You can count on me. Case time, Reese and G. Yes, you are mine. Across the world, my brother Jesus, and I
come together,
and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kale Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from Mills College in Oakland, California. Mills College becomes the first single-sex school in the U.S. with policy accepting trans students. Mills College, a women's school in Oakland, California, has just made history. The college has adopted a written policy explicitly stating that trans women are welcome to attend the school, making it the first single-sex school in the country with such a policy. According to the school officials, between 3 and 5 of the school's 1,000 applicants each year identify as trans or gender nonconforming. This policy will make it easier for these students to apply and attend should they so choose. The first students for whom the new policy applies will begin their classes this coming spring semester. Quote, when people can be authentically who they are, that's who Mills is, end quote, said Mills senior Tess Philbeck Bates. Quote, this is really just a codification of our practice for several years, end quote, said Brian O'Rourke, vice president for enrollment management. In other news, we have news of a journalist, Chris Geiner, wins NLGJA Journalist of the Year Award. The National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association has honored BuzzFeed legal editor Chris Geiner with its 2014 Journalist of the Year Award. Geiner has expanding BuzzFeed's coverage of LGBT issues considerably since joining the site. And BuzzFeed editor-in-chief Ben Smith cited his work on marriage in particular. Quote, we are so proud of this well-deserved recognition for Chris's work and the blend of hardcore beat reporting and high-altitude features that showed how marriage could and should be frontline beat and one of the most important stories of the decade, end quote, Smith said. In his acceptance speech Saturday at NLGJA conference in Chicago, Geiner lauded recent progress toward LGBT equality, but also noted that there still is work to do in creating safe and diverse workplaces for LGBT journalists. when we are able to be ourselves as journalists, and we are able to do, we are able to do a better job. End quote. Gardner said, quote, there are still difficulties. There are still areas of the country, of the world, where it's very difficult to be out as a gay journalist, as a lesbian journalist, as a bisexual journalist, and certainly as a trans journalist. And those are things that we need to keep working on, end quote. In other news, we have news in reference to the Obamacare opens those doors for trans people, but hurdles still exist. Devin Payne had gone years without health insurance, having little need and not much money to pay for it. Then Payne realized she's transgender. In her early 40s, she changed her name, began wearing long skirts, grew out her sandy blonde hair, and started taking hormones. Although not all trans women get gender reassignment surgery, Payne said it was the right next step for her. For that, Payne, who is now 44, said she needed health coverage. Quote, it is not a simple and easy magical surgery, said Payne. A photographer who lives in Palm Springs, quote, trying to do this without insurance is a big risk. Things can go wrong, and having the money to pay for it would be awful, end quote. Payne learned in the fall that she might qualify for subsidies through the state's new insurance marketplace, covered California, because her income fell under the limit of $46,000 a year. She eagerly signed up in March for a Blue Shield plan for about $230 a month and began making preparation for the surgery that would change her life. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Let them know you understand. Oh, my fresh perspective and reminds us that we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand.
And families in Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by.
I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K, sure. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids are walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't.
There comes a time in someone else's rhyme. open secret doors. Find space to follow where truth leads. Trust the heart brings what you need. East wind blow, ready, set, go. Life's an open road.
Talking.